bearing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made yesterday and overnight. Yesterday, the January 6th Commission aired two more hours of their deliberations, their findings, the evidence that they've acquired. And it was fascinating, and some people think it was even more consequential than the primetime 2 hours last week, even though that was shocking and consequential in and of itself. The testimony from police officer Carolyn Edwards, how she was hit on the head with a bike rack, head hit the pavement, unconscious. She was pepper sprayed. She was tear gassed, and she stood tall. But this one, there is no doubt in my mind, and there's no doubt, I think, in any reasonable person's mind after looking at this yesterday. Remember, there's five more of these sessions to go, another one on Wednesday. There's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump orchestrated all of this. He orchestrated the insurrection. He orchestrated the big lie. He orchestrated all the litigation and the refusal to accept the judgments in more than 60 cases, 60 cases around the country in many different states. The people that they talked to, that they interviewed on this, and if you haven't seen it, it's well worth your while going to YouTube, or I think you can go to C-SPAN and the website of C-SPAN and they'd have it too. Bill Stepien, campaign manager for Trump in 2020, his campaign manager, he threw a little bit of a curveball yesterday into the proceedings. He was subpoenaed to show up and his wife was going into labor. So he asked for permission not to show up to be with his wife, and they said, of course. So they showed deposition testimony from him, videotaped, that was compelling beyond belief. And at some point, I'm looking forward to hearing from him directly outside of the deposition. But here's what he said. He said, basically, there were two teams in the White House on Election Day, and even leading up to Election Day, November of 2020. His was what was called the normal team. That's what the media branded it as, the normal team. The one headed by Rudy Giuliani was the not-so-normal team, or the abnormal team, or the not-normal team. Stepien is not a guy that normally I care much about. For instance, in Wyoming right now, he is the campaign consultant for the woman the Republicans have put up to run against Liz Cheney for the Wyoming congressional seat, Harriet Hagedorn. So I do not think much of him in that respect. However, he was flat out honest in these deposition, and he said that he told Trump many times not to declare victory on election night. He told Trump it looked very, very grim. He also told Trump there was not fraud. And he also told Trump, and Trump was not the only one, I should say, he was not the only one that Trump heard about this. He warned him about the red mirage. What's the red mirage? What's the red mirage? The red mirage is that the initial wave of votes on election day are usually counted first, and they tend to lean Republican. So if you're a Republican candidate and you see the same day voting, you start to think, I won this election. It's a mirage because most states, including Wisconsin, don't let you start counting absentee ballots that were cast a few days before, a week before. And that takes time to count during the day. And that skews Democratic normally. So the blue votes, the majority blue votes, start to come in later. So any candidate, Republican or Democrat, is very advised to sit back and wait to see all of the votes counted. If it is very, very close, within 100 votes, 200 votes, you can say, okay, well, let's have a recount. Well, let's look at this a little harder. But when it's 10,000 votes, 100,000 votes, those kinds of elections are never overturned. Well, in this case, Trump saw the red mirage come in Arizona, for instance, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia. But most of the votes hadn't been counted. The absentee ballots hadn't been counted. So he immediately declared victory. And when later the election was certified for Joe Biden, he said that it was a fraud, that it was rigged. When the red mirage came in, he said that let's stop the counting right now. He wanted to order them to stop counting any other vote. In other words, any absentee ballot, even though absentee ballots are permitted by law. There was a fellow named Al Schmidt. He's a Republican city commissioner in Philadelphia. He stood tall. He's a Republican. He's a Republican. But he refused to take a dive to assist Trump, and he made sure the votes were counted fair and square. Ben Ginsburg. Ben Ginsburg is a well-known elections lawyer. He's a Republican. He represents Republicans. He is the guy that represented George W. Bush the year 2000. Which, in my view, was a crooked election in and of itself in Florida. In Florida, Bush won by 500 some odd votes out of millions cast, and the U.S. Supreme Court stopped the recount because they were majority Republican. That was a crooked election. But you know something? Al Gore didn't pull a Trump when he could have and should have back then. He litigated, but when the courts, the Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, threw it to the Republican candidate, he said, well, he would accept that. He would accept that. Fellow testifying named Byung Pak, they call him BJ Pak, P-A-K. Very impressive guy. He's a former U.S. attorney in Georgia. He resigned when Trump threatened to fire him for not making false claims that somehow there was fraud in the election. And BJ Pak said, no way, no way, Jose, I'm not doing that. I'm a lawyer, I'm an ethical guy. Relentlessly, for 2 hours, in videotaped depositions and live testimony, these people testified. A guy named Chris Steyerwalt testified. He was the Fox News head of politics for that night. He called Arizona for Biden before anyone else, before CNN, before NBC, ABC, CBS. And he did it. And Biden won by about 10,000 votes. And Fox News under Chris Steyerwalt said, look, you're not going to overturn 10,000 votes. I mean, you can do a recount, you can go to court, blah, blah, blah. 10,000 in the history of the United States has never been overturned. And he called it. You know what happened to him? Fox fired him because Trump complained that he called it and that somehow he should not have called it. The most compelling witness was a guy, Crooked William Barr, who is one of my least favorite people, was untruthful throughout Trump's presidency. Lying about the Mueller report, lying about the Ukraine impeachment. But in this one, I think to save himself, he told the truth, and he told it in living technicolor. He said there was no fraud that affected this election. Trump underperformed virtually all Republican candidates, all of them, in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Texas, Ohio, North Carolina, Nevada, Florida, Georgia. He underperformed state assembly candidates. He underperformed other statewide candidates. He underperformed Senate candidates, governor candidates. He underperformed. People didn't want him. Biden did run ahead of his ticket as a result. As a result, Biden ran ahead of the ticket. But the not normal team, the Giuliani team, and by the way, there was testimony from several people, Giuliani was intoxicated the night of the election. He was drunk as a skunk, and he prowled around the White House drunk, saying that there had been discrepancies between mail-in ballots and applications. He went on to say later that somehow Germany had altered the election, Italy, the Philippines, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, until somebody pointed out that Hugo Chavez had been dead for 5 years. He was drunk, but then when he got sober, he kept saying the same thing. Fascinating 2 hours. There's no doubt in any reasonable person's mind that Trump was warned by many, many people, all Republicans, that what he was doing was crazy, was false, and he went ahead and did it anyway. A lot more to talk about. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the... back.